Hello. We're excited to bring another edition of the Business Link podcast here from the AOI podcast studio. I'm your host, Luke Peltz, Vice President at the Lincoln Partnership for Economic Development, and we're excited to welcome Ann Brandt, Executive Director at Lincoln Littles. Welcome, Ann.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about Lincoln Littles and the work that you do in our community.
Yeah, so Lincoln Littles is 6 years old, and it was born from the larger community initiative called Prosper Lincoln that started back in 2014. And basically, it was a partnership between the Lincoln Community Foundation and the Nebraska Public Policy Center, trying to come together to figure out how can we help more people prosper in Lincoln? What are the areas that we could focus upon to help more people prosper? So early childhood from the community survey emerged as one of the main areas, along with workforce development and innovation in that first iteration. And so they hired an early childhood developer from 2017 to 2020. And then Lincoln Littles was born after that for the second iteration of Prosper Lincoln. So our work is really, our mission is all children will have access to high quality early care and education. We do that a number of ways. We focus on affordability through our tuition assistance programs, helping families who fall in the gap. We also do quality initiatives because we know that we don't want children just in any old space. We want them in a quality space. We also do community and business engagement. And then we also, lastly, really look at policy, local policy. How can we help local policy so that there are less barriers? And then also we assist First Five Nebraska with statewide policy.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, and we were part of Prosper Lincoln from the start, providing input and feedback. So we're excited about it. You know, what we're seeing is organizations are finding that family-friendly policies are not just good for employees, they strengthen the whole organization. By helping workers balance job and family responsibilities, such as through child care support highlighted by Lincoln Littles, employers can attract and keep talent, while also building a more committed and motivated workforce. Companies that adopt these approaches often experience lower absenteeism, reduced health care costs, and a healthier, more resilient workplace culture. Lincoln's business community is committed to supporting working parents. As many of you are aware, Lincoln consistently has one of the highest workforce participation rates in the country. With that being said, 78% of our children under the age of 6 have both parents working. So our business community has recognized and do offer some flexibility in the workplace. We, in partnership with Lincoln Littles, created the Lincoln Family Friendly Workplace Certification Program to highlight our businesses that are addressing the needs of working parents, and we're here to talk more about that program. So, Ann, why does this matter, and how did it get started?
Well, we know in Lincoln that we have 19,500 children under 6 who, and we know that we have about 78% of those children have all parents in the workforce. So it puts us at about 15,000 children that we know probably need care of some sort. There's a variety of options for parents, but we know that that's the case. I think, you know, it's odd to even talk about the pandemic at this point because it seems so long ago, but I do think that that was a moment in time where we, when we saw the school systems shut down across the country and here in Lincoln, so many parents were just scrambling, like, what do I do now? The child care centers stayed open to help care for those children as well, but I think it really made us realize how important child care is to also our workforce and also our economic development. And so we, in our strategic plan, one of our main things that we want to do is engage the public and engage the business community on why this is an everyone issue. So we always like to tell people it's an everyone issue, because whether you have children right now or grandchildren or never had children, the vitality of a community really starts with its children and the well-being of its children. And so we want to make sure that children are being well cared for. So we wanted to make sure to work with the business community, and we've been doing that for the last 6 years. But kind of in smaller ways. And we thought this would be a great way to meet some of the needs that you have through your strategic plan, meet the needs that we have through Lincoln Little's strategic plan, but ultimately meet the needs of the children and families in Lincoln. So we brought the idea to Jason and said, here's what we think would be a great program to help recognize what businesses are already doing, mm-hmm. but also open the conversation for how they can improve circumstances for people with children.
So let's talk a little bit about what the actual certification is.
Okay, so the certification is, it's a self-assessment. So really you go in as a, you know, as a business and you can self-certify by meeting at least seven of the 10 areas that we've emphasized as family friendly. So some of them are just very, I guess, typical, maybe offering some family leave when you, with the birth of a child. We also have providing a nursing area for mothers who come back to work after they've had a child. Maybe having family-friendly activities and events that include families. Another one that I think is big for working families is flexibility within mm-hmm. the workplace. So maybe if you have school-age children and you can arrange your work so that you can take your children to school and pick them up from school and then make up some of those hours in another way. I mean, that seems like not that big of a deal. But at the same time, it's huge for families. And so you can see on the website, there's different categories. And again, you just have to meet 7 of the 10. And then the Lincoln Littles engagement team meets quarterly to pretty much go through those and rubber stamp whether or not you are certified. Mm-hmm. But you can kind of tell by your own assessment.
Yeah. Will you give a little plug for where the information, the criteria would be listed, website?
Yes. So it's on your website.
Yep.
So selectlincoln.org.
Yes.
And then also it lives on your website, but then it also is linked through ours at lincolnlittles.org. Mm-hmm. And all the information is there on why this is important, how to apply, and then what happens after you apply and why it's good for business.
Yeah. And so on our website, selectlincoln.org, there's a drop down menu in the top right. You can see it's about the third one down to get more information on that. You know, as you look, we kind of talked about some of the criteria that is part of this certification program. What's in it for the employers?
Yeah. So I think, you know, happier staff, improved retention and recruitment. One of the things that you get as an employer is you get to be on a family-friendly workplace map that exists on both our website mm-hmm. and your website. So if you've got people looking for jobs or coming to Lincoln looking for jobs, you know, that interactive map will be there highlighting that. But you really, with your staff, you're probably going to have improved retention if staff know that, you know, that leadership at that company really understand that you have mm-hmm. children. You know, it used to be, I always think of this before the pandemic, it used to be you probably just didn't talk about your kids all that much. But then during the pandemic, you've got kids like bopping behind people
background.
In Zoom calls and things like that. And so it's really opened up the conversation mm-hmm. that, yes, I have children and here's what our needs are, but I also want to do a really good job at work. So lower absenteeism, if somebody can adjust their schedule, maybe with their partner, if you've got a child that's sick and you can come in for part of it, but, you know, things like that with flexibility, I think really make a difference. And then, of course, public recognition through the Chamber and Lincoln Partnership, as well as Lincoln Littles. You're on that map. You get a digital badge. You also get a paper certificate framed. And soon we will have a survey that you can then use with your own staff to find out more if you'd like to dive in deeper.
Yeah. Well, and you know, when we rolled this out, we didn't know what the expectations of like how many businesses. Mm-hmm. And to be completely honest, we've been blown away by how many have applied. I know we already had 13 that have been approved, and I think we had 25 applied.
25, and those emails to those businesses will be going out this afternoon, as a matter of fact. And then I think we already have like 3 or 4 that have applied for this next round that closes May 29th.
You know, we're super excited about this program. You know, maybe I'm a business that I'm just starting, I'm maybe not meeting all the criteria or enough to become certified. What are some steps that I can take as a business owner to get it to where I can be certified?
Yeah, so you can reach out to Lincoln Little staff, and we'd be happy to schedule a meeting and just talk through some of the, if you've got, you know, a sticking point with a criteria that you can't quite meet, we can help troubleshoot. We can give examples of the way other businesses meet that criteria. And so we really want this to be sort of the starting point. We want to lift up and celebrate what businesses are doing. But we really, from a Lincoln Little standpoint, the more people can do to support children and families, the healthier our community will be. And really, the healthier our economic development will be as well. So we're here to help, and we'd be happy to do that.
Yeah. You know, as we're maybe kind of wrapping up here a little bit, what are you seeing? Is there any trends out there that you're seeing that you'd like to highlight here, maybe future?
Well, I just think that people have really shifted their thinking on making sure, just as the job market got tight and things like that, people really trying to think about how can we differentiate ourselves from other businesses from that recruitment and retention. So across the nation, states and cities are doing more in this area of trying to make sure that families have what they need to be able to go to work and take care of their children. We know in Lincoln from a recent Buffett Early Childhood Institute study that we've got about 34 to 52 million annually loss. That's the loss in earnings, business, and tax loss. And so for the economic impact just in Lincoln, we had the statewide information that came out through the Nebraska Chamber. Mm-hmm. But we now know through this gap analysis that it really does make a difference on the economic development front to the tune of 34 million to 52 million.
Wow.
Just in Lancaster County. And so that's not just in Lancaster County, though. That's across the nation. And so I really just think that people are getting creative, and people are partnering, you know, with organizations like ours and the chamber. There's a lot more talk in the chambers all across the nation about how do we solve for this. Mm-hmm. And so there isn't, you know, necessarily one specific answer for one specific, you know, for the whole nation. But I think that the partnership that we have with you all has really made a difference as far as lifting this up as something that this community can work on.
Yeah. And that goes back, you mentioned strategic plan early on. And that was part of our strategic plan was early childhood, early childhood development care. While we weren't going to go and build a childcare facility, we were going to help elevate our existing infrastructure. And to have something like a Lincoln Littles in our community is amazing. The work that you guys do is impactful. It's felt across the community, whether that's businesses or employees. And so thank you for all the work that you do. You know, and it's been a great partnership, and really looking forward to seeing the numbers that we move forward on. So once again, if you go back to selectlincoln.org in the top right hand menu, there's a drop down. You can take a look at the criteria and existing businesses that have been certified in our community.
So, yep, and reach out to Lincoln Littles if you need assistance. We'd be happy to help.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Anne.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us to talk more about it.
Yes.
And for your partnership.
Yes. Thank you very much.